Okay, today is Daf Pei Aleph, Pei Beis. Today's Pei Beis. We're on Pei Aleph Amud Beis by the Mishnah. Ready? Here we go. Nitma Shalem Orubo. Let's say the Karban Pesach or Rove the Karban Pesach became Tameh. Happens. If that happens, Sarfin Oso Lifnei Habira. You burn it on the grounds of the Beis HaMikdash. That's probably what that means. The Rashi says it means. Right? Okay. Me'ate ha-ma'aracha. And you use logs to burn it? Kodesh logs. Nitma miyuto. If a minority of it got tame, one little piece got tame, v'ha-nosar, or it became nosar, sarfinoso, you burn it, b'chatzro sehen, in your courtyards.
In your own courtyard.
Yes. Oh, al gago sehen, or in your own roofs, me'atze atzman, from your own wood.
Your own wood.
Your own wood, your own issue. V'hatzikanin, and the cheapskates, the ones that didn't want to spend money on wood, sarfinoso lefnei habira, they would bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, you hear this? Lehihonesh me'atze maracha, to utilize the atze maracha. So,
isn't that
mila? Yeah, so Tosla says, That the Beis HaMikdash allowed this to happen because we know that people are cheap and cheap people are not going to give in, and if they don't give in, there could be a takala. They might come to eat it, to use it, who knows what. So you know what? We'll be mevater on the Me'ila to save people from a much bigger avira. That's what Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos says that. Okay? Now, my timer, what's the reason for this? What's the reason for what? Why do we have to make them burn it bedafka in the grounds of the Beis HaMikdash? The answer is Amar Rav Yossi, Kedil Vaishan, to embarrass them. Why? How the animal get tame? So it's some negligence, some shia that you let this happen, and therefore we make you burn it in public to embarrass you.
Not that
rubber, the burning. The burning.
What kind of
I don't know. The point is it's too embarrassing. So the Hon Ashir says, according to this, it makes perfect sense why in the second part of the Mishnah said if it's a miut or if it's no sir, where do you burn it? It doesn't say in your own house. It says in your chatzar and on your roof. There's a little bit of an embarrassment. You have to burn it and the people could see. They're walking by, they could see what you...
You have to take it outside.
You can't burn it on the stove. No, but a little bit. Why? Why you have no sir? Why do you have no sir? Why didn't you be careful? Why did it get tummy? Why weren't you careful? Right?
I don't get this media business. When...
Your wife cut up the meat in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, took it home. You took it home and a little piece got tummy. The shards fell in a little piece. Okay. Now it's a nitma miyuto. If a meat is burned, if a meat got tummy, you can burn it in your house. So one second. That's going to contradict something we learned a few months ago. We learned Verminu. Somebody left Yerushalayim. Where is he going on Erev Pesach? I'm not exactly sure. He's leaving Yerushalayim, right?
Well, maybe that even amount that just had sent somebody out.
The Nisgar, and he remembers, Sheyesh biyado basar kodesh. He remembers he has kodshim. So what does he do? And we had this, right? What does he do? Im avar tofim, if he already passed tofim, whatever that is, probably means we could see Yerushalayim. He's already far away. Sarfim and Komo, you burn it right where you are. V'im lav, and if not, chazur v'sof of ne'abiyah me'atzeh ma'aracha, you come back to the Beis HaMikdash and burn it there. For one little piece, I have to come back to the Beis HaMikdash. But we just learned that if I have one little piece, I can burn it in my yard. Such a stira. Amar of Chama bar Okva, lo kasha, not a kasha. Khan, in the case over there with this guy who's somewhere else, Bach Tanai. He's a traveler, he's a guest. He doesn't have anywhere to go. Where's he go? He doesn't have anywhere to go. So this guy, who has nowhere to go, can burn it, he can come back to the Beis HaMikdash. Khan, here, we're talking about Balabayas. You have a house. So go back to your house and burn it in your house. Rav Papa Amar, no. Hava Hava Achsanai. They're both talking about an Achsanai. Khan, over there, where we said you burn it, you come back, we're talking about Shechzik Baderach. You're already on the way. You're already on the way. Khan, over here, Shelo Hechzik Baderach. You're not on the way, right?
I think we're skipping something. Didn't we say, start by saying that at some point, if you reach Sofim, you burn it right where you are?
That wasn't the kasha. The kasha was that if you didn't reach Sofim, you go back.
Right.
Why should you go back?
Why should you go back? Go to your house. Why going back?
Right,
so he doesn't have a house. He's a traveler. And then Rav Papa says, no, we're talking about how far did you go, right? Rav Zid Amar, La'olam kidakar me'kara. Really, the traveler is the right one. Kan ba'achsanai, kan ba'alabayis. One is talking about an achsanai. He's a guest. He doesn't have anywhere to go. He doesn't have any wood. Va'af agav dol hechzik baderech. Even though an achsanai, even if he didn't start traveling yet, he's still sitting around schmoozing in the cafe. He didn't go anywhere yet. He could still go to the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Achsanai, kibben to Leslie, he doesn't have any wood. He doesn't live here. So kids, he caught him. We treat him like a cheapskate. The cheapskate also was able to go. He could also go. Right? The cheapskate, surfing us in the Abira. They're allowed to burn it in front of the Bira. Beshvil lehanos me'atzim ha'racha. To enjoy the atzim ha'racha. Okay? Not to enjoy. To utilize and not to benefit. Right. Tana Rabbanan. We learned in a brisa. Ba'al l'sarfo b'chatzrot sehen. If he wants to burn it in his own house, but he wants to use such a cheapskate. He wants to use the wood of the Beis HaMikdash. So, ain't shomen lo. We don't allow that. Lifnei habira. What if he comes to the Beis HaMikdash? But he comes with his own wood. Again, ain't shomen lo. We don't listen to that. Now, Bishloma Ma'atim Aracha, I understand if it's Atim Aracha, Bechatzor Tehen, and it's in your own yard, and you want to use Beis HaMikdash material in your own yard, Ein Shomen Lahen. We don't listen to that. Why not? Dilma Faishan Minayu, maybe you're going to have left over, Va'asibul De Takala, and it's going to come to a mishap. The kids are going to use it to build a treehouse. It's only supposed to be used for burning Kachim. Why can't you bring your own wood to the Beis HaMikdash and burn it there? Why not? So, two answers. Rabbi Yosef Omar, not to embarrass ones who don't have. So, 5 minutes ago we said, Rabbi Dafka make you burn it here to embarrass you. Now, that's embarrassing you because you. No, it's embarrassing you because you didn't do a mitzvah. To embarrass somebody who don't have any money, that we're not going to do. The living in barrier, I don't have any money. Oh, I show up with the big fancy wood. That's embarrassing. So you didn't do a mitzvah, you didn't have avera, you were negligent, you got tummy, that will embarrass you. Okay? I'm sure that could come up somewhere in someone's dining room table sometime, right? I'm sure that distinction can come up. Rava Amar, a different pshat.
How often does it happen? You're coming back to burn your meat, Pesach, like Gatami.
Because you're a cheapo.
No, it doesn't happen every,
what do you mean?
No, Gatami, it's meat.
Right, I don't want to use my own firewood. I want to use the Beis HaMikdash. So, Rava, the Achshad, Rava gives a different answer. People are going to think, you're going to bring your own wood, you're not going to use it all, you're going to go home with the leftovers. People are going to say, this guy's stealing wood from Beis HaMikdash. It's great, what's going on here? So to stop that, we don't allow you to bring. My benayu, is there a difference, halachic difference? Yes. Iki benayu, the icy kani, v'chir rirsa, the lochazil maracha. You bring things, twigs, whatever, that cannot be used for the maracha. So according to Rava, you can take that home. No one's going to think you're stealing. You don't use it anyway. But according to Rabbi Yosef, we still want to embarrass you. Well, we don't want to embarrass anybody. We wouldn't let him bring that.
It's not chazi because why? It's
firewood. No, but the Beis HaMikdash used only certain wood. And this is not that wood. So you brought something else, and no one's going to think you're stealing. Now that we discussed that, we take a Tanan Hasam. Rosh HaMaimud, the guy, the Yisrael in charge of the Maimud, these Yisraelim used to come accompany the Karbonos. HaYamaimud is a Tamei and Al-Shar HaMizrach. They used to hold back the Kahanim, the Tamei Kahanim, from not being able to do work in the Beis HaMikdash. They used to hold them up. My time, why did you do that? Amar Rabbi Yosef, Kedei Levayshem. Again, to embarrass them. Right? So the truth is that the Nativ asks, what kind of embarrassment? If sometimes you become Tamei, you didn't do anything wrong. Sometimes Tumah happens, no one's at fault. Right? You know, a guy drops dead on top of you. You couldn't stop that. A sheretz lands on your head. What do you have to do about that?
It's not an indictment against you.
What? Right, not an indictment against you. So why are we embarrassing them? So the Tziv answers, because, I don't know if you can like this answer, the Tziv answers because Hashem caused that you can't do a mitzvah. So why would Hashem do that to you? Of course it's not your fault. So why would Hashem put you in that situation? Why are you in that situation? Why are you in a situation where you have to rely on an own aid? How's an old one? What do you want from me? Why'd that have to happen to you? God's trying to tell you something. So we will publicize that. You hear that?
It's like the guy who was showing one to Armiko, they say because at one point.
Yeah, why is he the guy?
Because he killed us.
So the answer is you're not totally blameless. You're not totally blameless, right? Rava Amar, again, Ibnei Achshad. What's the Chashad? People are going to think, why is this guy sitting around doing nothing? What's wrong with this guy? Why is he doing nothing? Oh, he's doing nothing because he's Tomei. People shouldn't think he's lazy. My Benayu, what's the difference? Iki Benayu, the Mefanki. Let's say a guy's very, very umafunak. They call that in English fastidious. He's very, very particular. Not going to get his hands dirty with damp. So according to Rava, right? According to Rava, Rava said the reason is because of the chashad. There's no chashad. Everybody knows that this guy doesn't do any work. He doesn't do hard labor. He wears gloves. He's a fancy guy. According to Abiyos, he still embarrassed the guy. Right? Okay. Inami, another answer could be the gadol shishuria. The guy tweeds, he twists thread for a living, meaning he has no job. So what? This guy, right? So according to, what are we afraid of? That he's going to go do a different job. He has no job anyway. He does basically nothing. So therefore, for the job issue, for the sitting around accusing him of doing nothing, that was not an issue. But the embarrassment is still an issue. Okay. New Mishnah. Martin, the brand new Mishnah. Mishnah. What?
I'm with you. So silly.
New Mishnah.
Excellent.
When Pei Beis Amud Aleph. For the hundreds of people who just walked in late, we're on Beis Amud Aleph. You were outside. I saw you outside. HaPesach. Listen to this mission. This mission is not easy. HaPesach Shiyatza. If somebody took the carbon Pesach outside the Azara, that's not the pshat. Outside the city of Yerushalayim. Outside the city of Yerushalayim. Oh, or Shenitma. Or Katame. Yisrof Miyad. You burn it right away. As opposed to letting it sit here for 2 days and burn it then. Why would I do that? Chalamud. Yeah. Why? Nitmu Bailim. Let's say the owner got tummy. Oh, or shemeso, or the owner died. So we have meat over here, nothing to do with it. So what happens now to the meat? Do we burn it right away? We do not burn it right away. What do? Ta'avar tu raso. Let it sit and become noser. Then, v'tisrof b'shisha asar. Burn it on the first day chalamoid. Right? Why? Because there's no psul in the meat. The psul is in something that's called dover achi, some other thing. The person, the baal, there is no baal. Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch Omer, no, at ze yisrof miyad. Even in this case, you burn it right away. There are no eaters. No one's eating. They all die. Or they're all tummy. So you burn it right away. So that's a machlokas. Okay? That's a machlokas. There is no heter to burn yonder. There is no heter.
Why are you burning the yad?
It's the Erev yonder. Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach.
Unless it happened at night, though.
You don't burn it. You have to wait. Yeah. That's tomorrow's stuff. Bishlom atame. I understand Tomei gets burnt. Why? Dechziv, it says, V'habasar asher yiga b'chol Tomei lo yochal b'esh yisarev. That looks like a beferish pasuk. Basar that got Tomei, you burn. Ela yotze menalan. How do you know that yotze goes out? How do you know that if someone takes meat outside, it's called yotze? How do you know that also has to get burnt? So, on the first day that the Beis HaMikdash was inaugurated, which was also the Shmini of the Miluim, there were three carbon chattas brought. There was a chattas because Nachshon brought one. There was a special one that they brought because it was the inauguration of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Mishkan. And also it was Rosh Chodesh. Now what happened was, Nadav and Avihu died. Nadav and Avihu died. So Aaron, on his own, burnt the Rosh Chodesh carbon. He didn't eat it because he was an Oni, and he burnt it. Okay? Following? And Moshe asked him, why'd you burn it? What are you doing? I told you that you should eat the meat. And Aaron answers back, I ate the meat from the other two because those were Harasha. There's never going to be a time when we're inaugurating the Mishkan, and Nachshon and Ben Amram is never bringing an inauguration carbon again. I eat those. This one, every month is Rosh Chodesh. I didn't eat it. That's what happened. Okay? So in the discussion, Moshe says to Aaron, Dichtiv, it says, Hein lo huvez dama el kodesh pinima. Did you bring the meat, did you bring the dama inside? So Amar lo Moshe l'Aaron, Madu lo chatam es chatas? Why didn't you eat the chatas? Why not? Shema nichnas dama lefnai velefnim? You brought the dam. Shouldn't say lefnai velefnim, you should say lefnai. You brought the dam into the kodesh? Amalo lav, no, I didn't do that. Amalo, shema chutz l'mechitasi yatza? Maybe it went out of the azara where it's not supposed to go? Meaning, and if it did go out, then I understood why you burnt it. What do you see from here? That if anything goes out, it gets burnt. Right? What? But anything that goes out of its mechitza. Anytime, right, whether it's the Medishka, the Azara, the Rishalayim, whatever it is, it gets burnt. And Aaron said, Amalo lo, no, that's no, B'kodesh haitza. It was always in the Kodesh. So Amalo, Iyi B'kodesh haitza, Hein lehuvez dama, ala kodesh pinima. If it was always here, and the blood was always here, so Madua lo achalta moza, why didn't you eat it? And the answer is, because he was an Oni. But Mechlal, what do you see from here? The E nafka, if you take it out, Inami ayil dama lifnim, or you bring the blood in, beisas basas sreifa hi. It gets sreifa. That's the makar that it gets sreifa. Now the Gemara asks, Bish.
The question was, what time is it going to be burnt? Not that it's going to be burnt. We know it's going to be burnt. What? Mishnah's question was, is it burnt now or is it burnt later? We know it's going to be burnt.
That's a good question. So maybe Aaron burnt it right away. Maybe Aaron burnt some must be shot.
Then Moshe would ask,
"What'd you rush to burn?" So he asked him, "What are you doing?"
So why'd you rush to burn?
Why'd you burn it all together? Okay. Anyway, now.
Why did he make the decision himself?
Because he was right.
I know he was right.
Who should he have asked?
But if he was Aaron, he wouldn't think that he was right.
Who should Moshe have asked?
Moshe, well, no, Aaron. Moshe is the best Moshe. Now, Bishlom and Nitma, I understand that pasuk that I read to you before, that said that Basar gets burnt, that's only Kachik Halim. That pasuk was talking about Kachik Halim. Now, if you do that to Kachik Halim, you for sure do that to Kachik Kachim. No question about that, right? So Bishlom Atam Nitma Gal Rachmana Kachikalim Kachikachikachim. Eliyotze Ashkan Kachikachim. This whole discussion here with Aaron was Kachikachim. It was a Chatos. Kachikalim and Olin. How do I know Pesach, which is the Kachikalim? Same story. Visu also for Tanya, we learned in a Brisa, Lon Dama, if the blood sits overnight. Nishbach dama, if the blood spilled, yatsa dama chutz likla, if the blood was taken outside the curtain, meaning outside wherever it's supposed to be, dekai malon bisreifa, and we have a tradition that also gets burnt, minalon, how do you know that? Nafkalon midrub Shimon, It's all learned out of Rav Shimon. The Tanya, Rav Shimon Omer, it says like this. It says, Bakodesh Ba'esh Tisarev. Right? Bakodesh Ba'esh Tisarev. Limit al Chatas, learn about a Chatas, Shesrefasa Bakodesh. It gets burnt Bakodesh. Eli Elizubulvat. This I only know about this. Shar, Psule, Kodje, Kodjim, Vemure, Kodje, Kalim, Minayan. How do I know about other things? Talmud Lomar, Bakodesh, Be'esh Tisarev. Very good. Ashkechon, Kodje, Kodjim. That's only Kodje, Kodjim. Kodje, Kalim, Minolon. What about Kodje, Kalim? What? No, the other way. No, the other way. Very severe Kodesh, you burn. What about less severe? I don't know. If it would be the other way, it'd be a Kal V'chomer. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, burned the lesser,
I burned the junk.
Right?
Anyway, Rashi says something interesting. Rashi says, the Rashi of Kodshe Kal, that's right where we are, he says, the boy Shreifa, Klal, Bishar, Psulin, Chutz Mituma. For all Chulin, all issues, except for Tuma. Minolon, how do you know? Umituma, Leka Lebelev. I don't need a makar for tuma. Why not? He says the shiny tuma, the psola af the truma meiser. Truma also can become, or truma meiser also become tame. That's a whole different thing. We're not talking about that. We're talking about, you know, other things like this. Right, exactly. So the Gemara says, Ella, listen to this. Kol psula bakodesh bisreifa. Any psul with kodesh gets burnt. Lo shna kodesh kalim, lo shna kodesh kachim, Gemara gemirila. It's a tradition. Aaron burnt only a chatas. Yeah, because that's what it was. The chatas the Aaron, mishamay se shay kacher. That's what it was. That's all. You don't learn anything from that. It's a tradition. Now, if it's a tradition, ulotani debe rabba avu dam afilu pigle toin ibur tsur menolon. But he holds that even pigle doesn't get burnt right away. How do you know that? Yalef avon avon minoser. He lets a gzeir shava from noser. No, sir, doesn't get burnt right away. Why not? Because you can't burn no, sir, on Yontif. Why not? We're going to learn that tomorrow. Right? Or maybe Friday. Or Thursday. V'nelef avon ovon michatas de Aaron. So why don't you learn that from a different from Aaron? So the more answer is, Amalach, chatas de Aaron, tell you the truth, the chatas of Aaron, which was, by the way, what was the psul with that? Why did Aaron burn it? Why not? That's nothing to do with the animal. Nothing to do with the animal. Has to do with like pigle. A machshava. External. Ki hagav the nami abitura. By the way, if that would have happened, Ludoros, boy. You're right. If that would have happened 100 years later, that the Kohen Gadol becomes an Onain, it wouldn't have been burnt that minute. They would have waited for the next day or to Yontif for waited 2 days. But Vihi Vahasam Harasha, he said, it was a Rasha. Right? It was a Rasha. What does that mean, Harasha? After all, Moshe told him, what are you doing? Who told him? Where did Harasha come from? Hashem?
It's not even possible because Harasha means it's a one-time shot.
Right, one-time shot.
It's a one-time shot because when would the Kohen Gadol know that he was the Onei in the middle of doing this?
No, that's not the
unless
problem.
Unless they drop dead right there.
That's not the
what do you mean? When someone comes
right
and tells him?
That's not the problem.
In the middle of
yeah, your father just passed away. Why not?
That's not the Harasha. The Harasha is the carbon was.
Well, exactly. Normally we would have not burnt it right away.
Yeah.
But this one time.
Well, normally you wouldn't have had that type of karma.
Right.
Which is what the case was.
Right. Ah, the Rishashi has my question. Who? What do you mean, Harasha? Who told Aaron to do this? Moshe didn't. As a matter of fact, Moshe, what are you doing? Who told? That's what turned me to Rasha. Correct. Who would it? When Aaron? Why would Aaron think to do it out of the ordinary? Why should I burn it now?
No.
What? Why? Because the first time.
It was the first time. The purpose of it was the inauguration of the Mishkan. So the Rishash gives two answers.
Answer number one is the details of when you burn and when you wait. We're not taught to Aaron. So I'm burning it. I'm staying safe.
I can't believe
that. So he says, Ba'ofen klali, he says, Sh'ulai horo lehem Moshe mikodom lachem ba'ofen klali. Moshe taught them the general rule. She'im ira ezeb silver kabonos elu yisar from iya. You burn it right away. Ba'ofen no, that's one shot. But the general, the klali, that is detail. I'm not busy.
Maybe he didn't
learn
the Shulchan Aruch
I don't know. Then he gives another answer that yeah, same answer. Okay. Now, next. Hashta damrinon kol psulim dekodesh besreifa. Now that we established all psulim, get sreifa. Loshna kachet kachem. Loshna kachet kalem. Gemara gemirila, it's a tradition. So in Amman Aleph, didn't we quote a pasuk that said in black and white that if the animal gets burnt, gets tummy, you burn it? So Bekodesh be'esh tisorif lamali. Sahumi bayale sisreifasa bikbak kodesh. No, to teach you that where you burn it. Where? In the kodesh, right here.
They knew where to burn it. Yeah. They knew everything else. They didn't know the particular.
Now, va'basar asher yiga b'chol tamei lo yochal be'esh yisorif lamali. Why do we need that pasuk? Listen to this answer. Such an interesting answer. Ha'ugufa itzricha. It was necessary for the... Even though we have a lamachal moshim tonight, I still needed a pasuk regarding tumah. Why? I would have thought, kol psulin de kodesh, all these other psulin, kigon lon, dama, nishbach dama, the blood spilled, the blood left over, yotza dama, someone took the blood over there, the nishkata balayla, you burnt, you shechted it at night, which you're not allowed to do, the sreifa, the lesnehu b'chulin. None of these things apply to other animals. These things are only hilchas kachem. They only apply in the Beis HaMikdash. Aval nitma, tumah, Chulin also has tuma. So maybe I would have said, tuma is not such a big deal. Therefore, Ema, Hovitz, Abi Be'uvdu the Chol. This happens every day of the week, in every kitchen in America, in the world. People, there's tuma going on. I would have said, Ema, Loti Boy Sreifa. You don't need Sreifa. Vititski Le Bekvura. Just bury it. Kabash Shmulan, the pasuk comes along. No, you have to bury it. You have to burn it. Now, we said nit mubaylam osher meisu to aver tzurasim. Then we said if the baal died or he became tameh, then you don't burn it right away. Then you wait for it to become noser. And Rabbi Yochanan Bar Baruch said, no, here you also don't wait, right? So Amar of Yosef machlokes. The machlokes is shenit mubaylam achar zrika, where the baal became tameh after the zrika. After the Zrika, I'm sorry. At the moment of the Zrika, the animal was good. An hour later, he got Tameh. The Itzchazi Basar L'Achila. The meat could have been eaten. Could have been. Aval Nidmu Bailam Lefnei Zrika. But if it would have happened before the Zrika, Dilo Itzchazi Basar L'Achila, and nobody could eat it, Divya Kol Yisrof Miyad. Everybody would say, you have to burn it right away. Even the Tanakhama would have said that. Okay? Good? Meisvei, 1 second. Zaklal, here's the rule. Kol she psula begufo, yisrof miyad. Anything that's a psul in the guf is burnt right away. Dam ubailim, blood, which is not considered a psul in the guf. That's interesting. Dam ubailim, tavar tsuraso, v'yotze lebeis hasreifa. Right? Has to change over its appearance, meaning it gets noser, and then it gets burnt. Right? Kitani, what are these? What two things are mentioned together? Dam and Bailam, people. Kitani, Bailam, Dumya, Didam. Bailam and Dam are together. Ma Dam of Nei Zrika, just like Dam can only apply before Zrika, there's no such thing as Dam being possible after Zrika. There's no such thing. Af Bailim lifnei Zrika. So too, the Bailim must be before Zrika. It can't. Exactly. And even whatever's left, it can't. So it has to be before Zrika. If it has to be before Zrika, that's not like Rabbi Yosef, right? Who said, if it's before Zrika, everybody would agree it gets burnt. Much as you're right. Machlokes, Shidu Bailim lifnei Zrika. Really, the machlokes is it happened before Zrika. The lowest chazi basal achila. It's not edible. Why not? because there are no owners. They're all tummy. The havelet kipsulo begufo. It's like a psul in the guf. Aval nitmu bailam achar zrika. But if it happened after the zrika, there's chazi basal achila where it's edible. Divri hakol psulo machmas davar acher. Everybody would agree that there's a psul because of some other factor. Uboy ubar tzura, and it would require ubar tzura. Now, Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Rabbi Yochanan says, af la'achar zrika nami machlokas. The machlokas is even after zrika. How's that possible? For us, Rabbi Yochanan time, Rabbi Yochanan said like this, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Rabbi Nechemia, Amru Davar Echad. They both said the same thing. That what? That a carbon that has a psul, bilin, gets burnt right away. It doesn't have to wait. Even if the tumah happened after the zrika. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka Hadamar, that we just said. Rabbi Nechemia Maihi. What's Rabbi Nechemia? The Tanya. Remember I said before that the reason why Aaron didn't eat the carbon was because he was an Onain? That's not what Rabbi Nechemia says the reason was. Rabbi Nechemia Omer, I'm sorry. Rabbi Nechemia Omer, Mipnei Aninus Nisra Fazu. Rabbi Nechemia says that Aaron said, I'm not eating it because I'm an Onain. Lekach Nemar Ko'ele. That's why he said Ko'ele. Where did he say Ko'ele? He said, Vatikrena osi ko'ele, v'achalti chatos hayom, right, v'idei b'nei Hashem. So what does that mean? What it means is like this. Moshe thought, there's a harash shah here, Hashem said to eat the meat. Aaron said, no, I'm only eating the meat that's special. The carbon of a Rosh Chodesh is not special, happens every month, that I'm not eating. Right? Good. Now, the Ha'alinus. When did Nadav and Avihu die? Was it before Aaron did the Zrika of this Chatas Rosh Chodesh or after? I don't know. But the Gemara says, the Ha'alinus is Kila'achar Zrika Havi. It's like after Zrika. Why is it like after Zrika? Why? Why is it like after Zrika? Because let's say Nadav and Avihu would have died before the Zrika. Let's say they would have died before the Zrika. Right? What? No. Oh, yeah. Right? What?
The whole thing is
done. Why?
Because
the Zrika is an option. What? It's not Tumah. It's just an Oni. Right? So he says like this. Even if Nadav and Avihu would have died before the Zrika, that wouldn't have mattered over there. Why wouldn't it have mattered over there? Because nobody has to eat it. You don't have to eat a chatas of a shchol. You don't have to. It's nice if you do. You don't have to. Wouldn't have made a bit of a difference. Right? V'chi is starif, la'alter to starif. Nevertheless, what did Aaron do? He burnt it right away. Why did he burn it right away? Even though it's after the Zrika. And it was good at one point. Nevertheless, you have to burn it right away. That's what he means. Aninus is just like Achar Zrika. Just like a guy, the Zrika was done at a good thing. Then he got tummy an hour later. What's the halacha according to Rabbi Yochanan and Baruch? Has to get burnt. It was good. So too here. The carbon chatas was good. It was an Oni. Even he was an Oni when he did it. Doesn't matter. No one needed to eat it. So why did he burn it right away? Because even a good carbon gets burnt right away. Okay? We'll try to get to the Mishnah. Rabba Mosif Af Rabbi Yosef Glili. Rabba says, by the way, Rabbi Yosef Glili also holds like this. How do you know? The Tanya. Rabbi Yosef Glili Omer, Kol Inyan Kulo, this whole pasuk that says that Kodesh has to be burnt, is talking about Eino Medaber El Aparm Hanisrafin Usiri Hanisrafin. Chatos Pinimios. Like a Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur or Par Yom Kippur. Right? Lisrof Sulehen Abeis Habira. They have to be burned in the Beis HaMikdash. And Liten Lo Sase Alachilasam. And Yizalo Sase if you eat them. Fine. Amrulo Chatos Amrulo. So the Chacham said to Biosag Lili. Right? Chatos Shenichnas Dama Lefnai Belefnin Minayin. A chatas brought lefnai v'lefnim. How do you know that's that the dam is brought. How do you know that's a problem? Amalahen, it says, Hein lo huva es dama el kodesh apinima. Aaron said, I didn't do that. I didn't bring the dam over here. Bechlal di nafak ihi, nami ayil dama bisrefa. It would have been a problem. What do you see from here? He learns out like this. There's three steps over here. That realistically learns out, chatos mechatos Aaron ledoros, that any chatos chitzona, that the blood is brought inside, gets burnt. Now, once, and doesn't, you don't have to wait for your Batura, right? Now, even though this is a psul dam, what's a psul dam? A psul dam is the same thing as a psul adam. Why? Because it's not a psul in the guf. So therefore, I've just added on now a psul of a person. Like what? Like what happened with Aonain and what happened with the Zrika. It's all the same, according to Yossi. So what do you see? That even though it happens after the Zrika, it's unrelated to the carbon, you still saw it fiyad. That's just what Rabbi Yochanan Broka said, and just what Rabbi Nechemya said. And the Chacham said back, Rabbi Yochanan Tzavar, no. Dam u basar chadam ilsehi. Maybe you want to say dam and basar, yes, but bailim? That's mili achrisi. It's a whole other thing. As a person, you can't compare that. Rabbi Yossi took all these leaps. Well, the Aaron said the dam, and the dam and the bus are the same thing, and the person is also the same thing because they're all not the guf. So says Rabbi Yochanan, now that far I don't take it. So Rabbi wanted to say that Rabbi Yossi really says the same vart, and then Rabbi Yochanan said I don't agree with that. All right, we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a great day.